Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
It's not about that.
It's often about that. Tonight, it's about...
Tonight?
No,
we're recording at night. We normally record in the morning.
Tonight, it's about...
We had a little peek behind the curtain.
We had a pizza party before this, and we've been rehearsing for our live show, which will already have happened by the time this episode comes out, which it went amazing. Duh.
It went so good. Thank you for coming, duh.
This is... A slippy sloppy episode.
Whatever, duh.
This is the slippiest, sloppiest episode you've ever seen.
We love you down.
We have a lot of fun. Thank you so much for listening. We really do love that the Adoids listen to
this show. Will you marry us?
Will you marry us? If yes, hit
subscribe.
It. If yes, hit it, Grant. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Mom Said. This is Mom Said pizza party rehearsal. We, in real time, this is a few days before our first ever Mom Said live show, and we're recording an episode, and we're having... You sneezing while we're recording is unacceptable.
At least say bless me on mic. Do you notice that when I'm with my brothers and I sneeze, I have to bless me? Because they're never going to bless me.
Grant, have you ever
they're
blessed
Allie? They're never going to bless me. Never.
We're going to give you guys a little taste of what you either saw.
When I'm sneezing, when I'm coughing.
We're going to give you a little taste. Okay, so what's going to be happening at the live show is we're going to be opening the song. You guys, if you were there, you already know this, but we're going to be opening the show with a medley of family songs, and we'll give you the very beginning. Do you want to sing the beginning?
Yeah.
It's right over here if you need to see the lyrics.
I don't need lyrics.
Okay.
Wait, I do. Everyone, they can see we're together as we walk on by. And we flock just like birds of a feather. I won't tell no lie.
All of the people around us, they say, can they be that close? Let me state for the record, we're giving love in a family dose. We are family.
I got all my sisters with me.
It's so high. I got it though. My favorite part of that is hopefully we left the Grant cam on for that whole song because it was some of the most disassociating I've seen in a long time. It was incredible.
Sometimes when we're like really sanging, Grant's somewhere else.
I get it.
It's a survival mechanism.
We talked about it on the podcast last week.
Grant, do you go to therapy?
We talked about it at personal question.
How do we define therapy?
Like talk therapy with a doctor, with a qualified doctor.
I will say... When I'm hitting
with a doctor? It's not always with a doctor.
A therapist is a doctor of your mind.
Not always. They're not always a doctor. Always.
I will say my therapy, when I'm hitting that little yellow wiffle ball back and forth.
Bro, when you're dinking, when you're keeping them toes out of the kitchen, that's therapy. That's
girls,
therapy.
Girls.
When you're speeding up that, when you're hitting a little speed up at the net.
Don't
body
let a man,
that's therapy.
Don't let a man gaslight you into thinking that he's replaced a certified doctor with a wiffle ball.
But I'm saying, but also not all therapy. Most therapists are not doctors.
Fine. My therapist is a doctor. And by the way,
that means you got one of those overqualified ones.
After I just said,
they're a psychiatrist or are they?
No, my girl's talk.
MD or PhD?
PH.
PH.
PH?
Okay.
Wow.
PH is totally honorable.
It is.
When I just said gaslight, it reminded me, I saw this TikTok of this girl talking about how we all have free will and you should rob a man or something.
And then when he tells you you robbed him, you can be like, no, I didn't. And then he'd be like, you're gaslighting me. And then she says, look him dead in the eye and say, it's pronounced Jaslight.
That's good. That's good. It's pronounced Jaslight. Hey, it's pronounced Jaslight. That's really funny.
It's so funny.
Oh my God. Dad texted me this week. This is not what I meant to even talk about on the show. Dad texted me this week. He was like, John Crist. I was like, John Crist?
What about John Crist?
The comedian? He was like, you were on his show. I was like, no, I wasn't.
Oh, I thought he had just discovered John Crist.
No, which also I loved.
By the way.
But just like, of course, it's a text from dad. So it's 5:45 a.m. Yeah, John Crist. I'm like, what? I guess on his podcast, they showed a clip of one of my TikToks.
Oh, so you were on his show.
And talked about it.
What was it?
No, my video.
I thought, where I thought this was going was that there was just another white guy that your own father thought was you.
He's like, you're that
He's
guy,
like,
right?
Nice job.
Yeah.
Which clip was it?
He's like, I'm sure you saw. I was like, I didn't actually. There's so many podcasts. It was the clip where I talk about a feeling that I love, which is when you're at a restaurant or a coffee shop and someone asks you to watch their things for them.
Mm.
That is one of the best. I'm falling into the bit that I do online, but that bit when someone's like, hey, can you watch my stuff? I'm like, dude.
I like that you call it a bit. Like a, 100%. Like a good deed. You're like the bit where I'm nice to someone at a coffee shop.
No, I mean, I'm telling the same joke that I told on the TikTok, but it's that feeling where someone's like, hey, can you watch my stuff? It feels like you've been given an assignment, like a mission, like a,
yeah.
Like a, you are one of the knights of the realm, and this is all we have left in.
I don't get the same high, if I'm being honest.
It feels like a task?
No, it's just like, I know I look trustworthy. And so I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, but you see, as a man boy like a boy man to be for them to signal that you seem like a not steely kind of
what
boy
do you
is like
no.
Yes,
that's why I'm saying it
finally
doesn't...
all my kindness for all these years has finally paid off in that my public signal is that I'm a trustworthy kind of guy. I felt like maybe I
yes!
had ruined my opportunity to be a trustworthy kind of guy by all my really serious tattoos of flowers and hearts, but now you've trusted me with your laptop, with your phone, with your backpack, with your video camera. Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, I think maybe that it doesn't hit the same for me because I'm like, I know, and this is going to make me sound conceited, but this is the reality of the situation. I know you'd hand me your baby.
You seem like baby handing.
You'd see me in my giant scrunchie.
It's the scrunchie. It is the oversized,
the big
like linen
patterns I wear.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You'd be like, that woman can hold my baby.
Yeah, but yes, totally agree. But what I'm saying is it's gendered, though. Like,
totally.
Women tend to win that game more.
I'm agreeing.
So when you throw me your stuff, I'm like, yes. Because I'm not handing his Snoopy ass, his Snoopy bearded Snoopy.
Think
you look like a guy that you'd hand?
He's Snoopy on
not
his shirt.
The most trustworthy
I agree.
Being
canine?
That's ever been created?
Yeah, I guess maybe.
The reality is if you look up at someone and smile and don't stare, they're going to know you're not scary.
Look up
if
and...
If you
look
see,
up and
if a
smile.
Woman walks past you at a coffee shop and you go like this and keep working, she's like, oh, he's not scary.
Yeah.
You would be shocked at the way some men's body language is out here.
Can you hit me with a couple examples of what the body language is that men should not be doing? Hey boys, if you see a lady at a coffee shop
and you just keep seeing her cause you haven't taken in your eyes off yet, you just keep seeing her and you're sitting there seeing her.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
It's just a passing glance, you say. A little nod and then you look away. A little nod, practice, look away. Boys at home,
one
a little
second
nod,
tops.
And then you look away.
If you need to count in your head, just go one Mississippi. Not even Mississippi all the way.
It's not even a full Mississippi.
One Mississippi.
One Mississippi. I will say, though, if you look away too fast, then it signals like you've been staring. Do you know what I mean?
No, 100%.
It's hard, though. So it does 100%. Have to be,
Yeah.
How did I do?
It's great.
Can you give me yours?
What you said non-verbally?
What you think is appropriate.
What you said non-verbally was, hello.
Yeah.
And that's appropriate.
Can you give me how long it's okay? Can you make your camera a lady and make sure that you're a boy who sees her at a coffee shop? That was good.
That's all you can do.
That was good. That was good.
If you do more than that, I'm scared.
You guys want to do the thing people have been doing where you look down and you look up slowly and you give the softest perceivable smile you can do?
Yeah, let me hit it. Let me hit it.
This is great for an audio medium. Yeah, no, but
we're pushing people to the YouTube. We're pushing people to the YouTube.
You guys look up slowly and give the smallest perceivable smile.
You guys are going to want to switch to the YouTube to see this awesome content. Okay, great. Gabe, hit it.
Okay, here I go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gabe is looking down at his lap. He just looked up, eyes up. Corner of his
mouth. No, I couldn't even perceive it.
You couldn't even perceive it?
Chris said he couldn't even perceive it.
He couldn't tell you were smiling.
Okay, I'll try. Watch the playback. Do I have to come, like, I'm already smiling as I'm looking up?
No. You look up serious look up, and then the littlest smile you can
smile.
Okay. At my camera.
Mm-hmm. It's a Twitch, bro. It had a quiver. You drinking enough water?
No. That's pretty good.
It was quick.
I'm slamming DCs all day, baby.
Should I try?
Hey.
Yeah, Grant, try.
Oh, yeah, Grant. We need you to try on the Grant cam. Trying on the Grant cam. It's so hard, bro. You got it. Bro,
for those of you at home on only the audio medium, Grant can't lock in to save his life.
This is why I'm
lock
like,
lock in, Grant.
I need to give a little something for the listener.
Lock in.
No, take your mic away from your face and let him try. Let him try.
He stuck his tongue out like that was gonna help.
Let him try.
Mic away from face.
You also didn't even look at your camera. You looked straight ahead like a musical theater actor making a bad self-tape.
I feel like the smile was too big.
No.
You straight up smiled.
I like way too big. Let me try one more time. This is terrible but for audio, but let me try one more time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Grant's looking down at his lap. He's lifting his head up. Tiny smile.
Yeah. Wait, that was pretty good. I like that
one. Tiny smile straight to cam. Period.
Even if all you've got in your heart is a tiny smile. Even if all you got is a tiny smile. Sorry. Don't worry. Let it out. Even if all you can muster is a tiny hug. Even if all you can muster is a tiny hug. Don't worry. Hug it out.
That felt like,
hug it out. You know, when I was in the pandemic, I was looking up how many hugs a day you need for personal growth because I was getting a zero.
Wait.
12. Why did I say 12 so weird?
For personal growth?
Yeah, to just be like growing as a person. Not like physically, but like just, you know, spiritually.
So
I need 12 hugs a day for spiritual growth.
So that means there's a number for sustaining. Do you know what I'm saying?
12 so I bet
so
it's like
if you get
eight,
like seven or eight hugs. Seven or eight hugs. 12 a day?
Do you hug Lauren 12 times a day? Think about it. Between your wife and your daughter.
Depends on the day.
But between your wife and your daughter, you probably get 12 hugs a day.
Oh, my daughter. Okay, but what are hugs? I pick her up. I hold her all the fucking time. Does that count as a hug?
For me? Yeah, brother.
I think that counts as a hug.
She's been saying instead of up, it's up.
That's awesome.
Which I fucking love. We were hanging out at our mom's house, me and my daughter and our mom. And I said,
wait, sorry, our mom.
Our mom.
You and your
the people
daughter,
in this room, jeepers creepers. The people in, you're right.
Why I say mom?
You're right. Andrea, Mama Andrea.
My mom.
Your mom, our mom.
Right.
My daughter.
Grant's mom too, for the record.
Oh my God. This story isn't even worth how long this is taking.
Keep going.
All that to say is it was very cute today because we were hanging out. Grandma, which is my mom, our mom, Andrea, me, and my daughter. And I said, do we need to go home and see Mama? And my daughter said, Mama, up, up.
Oh,
which was, pick me up, get me in the car. We're going to go see Mama.
I got to go see my mom. I grew in her.
She said, you losers. Y'all are lame for this.
Oh, I bet Lauren felt so good about that.
She wasn't there, but I told her.
But you told her. You yeah, should.
Of course.
Because sometimes when you take her away from her grandma, she screams crying and saying, please don't take me back to the terrible place where I live. I want to hang out with my grandma.
Which is a nice thing to do. A nice feeling to have.
So normally I come to the podcast with a sort of story to tell. But nothing has happened to me in the last couple of days. That's not true. Lots of stuff have happened to me, but nothing I can share publicly.
Well, Grant and I had a situation, so don't worry about it.
Well, I actually, you guys can tell your situation.
She just said, I have nothing to say. And then I started to take the mic and say,
I
have something.
She said,
No.
I wanted to ask you guys something. It's seeming like in the next week or two, I'm gonna need to move. I'm wondering, wishing, thinking of you to help me move, to help me move.
More specifically, I don't actually want you to carry all my heavy stuff. I'm going to hire some guys.
Is this you genuinely on the podcast asking us to help you move?
Here's what I want help with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Grant literally picked up his journal.
Oh my God,
asking.
He's using journaling for what it's intended.
To process emotions.
To process frustration. I be journaling about you, bitches. Anyway, there is the house that I think I'm going to move into.
Okay.
There's a corner in the dining room that I would really like a booth in.
In the dining room?
Yeah. Could you build a custom... Do you guys have the ability to build a custom booth?
I do, but I don't have the time. But
if I watch your child while you build a booth...
I could do it.
Tradesies?
Yeah, I could do it. I don't know when. The problem is this is turning into a discussion about logistics and about like actual weekends, so... Maybe we'll just move into a different thing. You know, who hasn't visited us in a while was the Subject Change Fairy. It's the Subject Change Fairy because I don't want to talk about moving.
This is the stuff that the people really want to hear. This is our real life. No. You don't have to move my shit. I do need you to build me a booth, though. And Grant, I will give you a job. Don't you worry. I just haven't thought of it yet.
I'd like to do a haiku. Please don't ask me to move your stuff. I move stuff all day long for the kid.
If you don't move my stuff, who will? I am just one girl, and help me, please.
You have the option for hiring some big, big boys to carry your stuff.
When I watch your daughter, you also have the option to hire someone.
These are different things. Watching a cute baby girl and lifting your shit.
You'll notice if you play back the tapes that those were perfect haikus.
That actually, we didn't miss any.
Perfect haikus. When we're fighting about something, we're locked in on the haiku.
Mary Lou, I think, had one of the quickest. I was just rewatching the episode.
She's so spectacular.
For clips.
Okay, what's the thing you guys wanted to talk about?
Okay, I needed to talk about how I think Grant will be cool with me talking about this, and if not, we'll cut it. Grant and I are in a pickleball league.
Pickleball league.
started out as casual.
Casual.
We met some people in the casually.
Casually, casually, casually.
We played, we won the casual league. And by we, I mean Grant and Eric and Audrey. I was there wearing a goofy hat. And then we decided that we'd like to join the competitive league.
Competitive league. Oh no.
And what happened was.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Someone that we had met in the casual league. And she was a bit of a cheater in the casual league.
A cheater in the casual league.
Came into the competitive league. And she is still a cheater in the competitive league.
She's cheating.
And yesterday,
we
played her team in the competitive league. And it's up to the players to report who won. To the league operators, we report who won. And she said, I'll tell them, don't worry. And she walked over to the person in charge of the competitive league. And she told them some things that we didn't hear, we just saw her. She was just talking. And then we got the update from the competitive league. And even though we had won a game in the competitive league, the scoreboard said that that team won in the competitive league.
Oh my god! Honest to god, she cheated.
Honest to god, she literally walked up to the tournament manager and was like, we won. One of the people on our team who will not be named so that we don't incriminate anyone else texted this lady and was like, hey, it was wrong. And then Grant had to call. Do you want to chime in on this at all?
This is all so embarrassing. Honestly,
this is serious,
all,
you
that
guys.
That song was amazing, but this is all so embarrassing.
Wait, well, actually the song made it feel scary because it is scary. Who lies?
Well, she also... there's no way she listens to our podcast. She also will
imagine she's a fan.
She also will literally, like, balls will be in and she'll be like out all the time. Like, even her partner's like, no, that was in.
What's her vibe?
I don't know. Her vibe is so nice and so, like,
I know.
She's so
but
charming.
She's just cheating.
But she's just like competitive, I think.
Competitive.
And she's also a good player, too. So that's my thing is I'm like, girl, you don't need to cheat. You're already better than me.
Yeah.
Ultimately. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yes, and we did try to give her the benefit
Benny
of the
D.
doubt.
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
The benefit of the doubt.
And
barbecue chicken pizza
she
the
probably
doubt.
Said the correct thing, and the guy probably just put it in wrong.
Probably not.
Because yeah. We won
There's
three.
No
it was,
way.
It was 3-2.
If bitches are liars, bitches are liars. That's all I have to say.
It was 3-2.
I used to have a lot of like leeway for this, and now I'm like this. If you lie, you're out.
Yeah, but the problem is...
you lie... You're out, brother.
I don't think she lied, honestly.
I don't either. But
if you're watching this girl,
I don't know her name, but she is so nice to me.
Don't lie.
And then she cheats. It's
oh, here's the thing I need to bring up is in our previous competitive league. Actually, maybe it was the first. We've done three seasons. It was either the first or the second season. She was there with a man, a beautiful man,
mm-hmm. Whoa.
An athletic, beautiful man.
Gay.
And, well, I'll get into that.
Knew it.
athletic, sure. Athletic and beautiful. Gay.
And we played them one of the weeks, and it was just them two. And we're just chatting. I said, how do you guys know each other? And they said, oh, I forget her exact wordage, but she said, oh, we're partners.
Sexually.
I don't know, and that's the point of my story.
The difficult thing is when someone says partners, it's like... Business, spiritual, sexual.
Pickleball.
Right.
Pickleball.
That's where I'm thinking is, are they diddly oinkin or are they diddly dinkin?
Hey!
Yes! Yes, he did it! Wow. He did it! Good song.
Competitively.
Diddly oink, diddly dink.
Diddly oink, diddly dink. Diddly oink, diddly dink.
Which one?
Hey, each and every week you guys send us in a problem you're having and we try to solve it through the power of beautiful music. I'm having fun this episode.
Or at the very least, music!
Great job. I'm having fun most episodes, but I'm having fun this episode. I think we should do pizza party more often.
Well, this is going to sound so, so stupid, but our audience, most of whom will get this, I think it's because we warmed up before.
Warmed up? What do you mean?
Like we rehearsed and sang.
Oh, yeah.
And like, obviously it warmed up our voices, but it also warmed up our vibe.
Yeah, we're ripping. Here we go.
I do think food is a big factor.
Agree. No,
food is massive.
Okay, so we should have more snack ahead of time. This episode's brought to you by Little Caesars Pizza.
Detroit style. Deep dish.
This comes in from, this is a repeat customer, our friend Julia.
Julia, hey.
Hi, Gibbs.
Hey, girl.
My name's Julia. Longtime listener, second time caller.
Hell yeah.
You guys did help me before with my relationship that wasn't quite a relationship that I had ended. Told me to get away. I took your advice.
Oh, really?
It worked out perfectly. So now I simply trust you guys for
every decision that I have to make. Glad.
My current problem is very different. I am a therapist. I work in Michigan. Shout out. And I'm in kind of an area that lots of people know each other. I run in similar circles with some of my clients.
Oh my God.
Around my age as well.
Certainly that's not allowed.
Which has been interesting. But one of my clients just started dating a guy who is the ex-boyfriend of another client. I know a lot about this man. Don't think it's a good idea. Don't think it's going to work out.
Right.
Well, but I can't tell her that. So I'm wondering, maybe you guys would have, what would you want your therapist to do?
Can you not tell her?
In that situation.
I'm literally talking to her like she's on the phone.
Love you guys so much. And I look forward to seeing this every Wednesday and look forward to hearing from you.
Oh my God.
Bye.
My girl. First of all, the real answer is you have to divulge this information, no? At some point...
My first thought is, aren't you the therapist?
What do you mean?
It's your job to know what to do in these situations. Right?
Julia.
No, this is extenuating circumstances.
In my brain, therapists have no problems in their personal life because they're professionals at figuring
out professionals at recognizing patterns in people.
I know, but just... Like
I get what you're saying.
A logical fallacy I have in my brain is that like therapists have perfect personal lives.
Like also, how you're like all doctors take care of their bodies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, Julia, do you consider yourself a doctor? Do you have a PhD? These are things we'd like to know. Now, the reality is, if you were my therapist, I don't think I would respond well to you being like, break up with your boyfriend.
No, totally.
But I would also want to know that you've known of him.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want you to pretend like you didn't know him.
Please sing.
If you were my therapist, I would be hoping that you'd send some subtle hints to me. You'd say, oh, your boyfriend. Oh, I had a client who had a boyfriend who behaved very similarly, and it was not a good one.
I would be hoping that you'd send some hints to me.
Hints to me, subtly.
Something like, oh, I know that guy, and oh, he totally sucks, and oh, you should break up with your boyfriend.
Yeah, some really subtle hints.
Some really subtle hints.
So that if anyone watches the footage back, they'll never be able to pin it on you. Something things like
wait, what's his name? Holy shit, you can't date him. He sucks ass. My last client told me all about him. He has this thing about his mom that is so underrealized, underdeveloped.
Or something
it really
like,
was the wedge between
at year three of every one of his relationships, he gets erectile dysfunction, swear to God. The thing stops working. The thing completely stops working. So that's what's coming for you down the line, by the way.
Yeah, some
really subtle hints. If you were my therapist, just send
me some really subtle hints.
If you were my therapist,
really subtle hints. Like that he's in debt. You'd say something like, I know he's $35,000 in debt at least.
That's what he admitted to his last girlfriend, at least.
Who was also a client of mine, and she told me everything. Some really subtle hints like that.
Keep it subtle. Julia,
keep it subtle and keep it truthful.
Keep it subtle, keep it truthful, because we don't want it to come back on you. You know what I mean?
I have a new therapist.
If you're a therapist, because also to Grant's point, your therapist is like a person, when they function as therapists, often like when I'm interacting with, it's like, you know that they're a person who has a real, I know, you know that there's a person, that they're a person who has a real life as well, yeah. But that's not how they're functioning. So it would be crazy for this person who's functioning as therapist to all of a sudden be like, girl.
I will say my new therapist is talking about herself.
Oh, Lauren had to break up with one because out of the 45-minute session, it was like 32 minutes the woman talked about herself.
Whoa, period. No, I actually like the way mine is talking about herself.
In what way?
Well, she's been through a similar thing I've been through.
Oh.
Like
key. Oh, well, then that's
like
helpful.
Totally rando sauce.
No, no, like Lauren's girl was just like talking about her weekend and being like,
oh, no, my girl is like, I'm like, this happened to me. And she's like, when that happened to me, I XYZ. And I'm like, I'm totally XYZ right now.
Yeah. Your Z's are matching.
I was like, I'm so X. And she was like, I remember being so X.
Wow. And she's like, you're headed towards Y. And you're like, no, I'm not. And then you're dipping your toes
in Y. She was kind of like, life's so unfair because XYZ. And I was like, totally. And then I told her I was cosmically angry, and she said, I love that you said that.
That seems fair.
She said, anger is motion.
What?
She said, I like that you're angry and not just sad, because anger puts you in motion.
Oh, I get what you're saying. That's cool.
And I said, I'm about to motion a knuckle sandwich to one of these bitches' faces.
You know what time it is?
About to motion a knuckle sandwich.
Isn't it time for you, Grant?
Maybe it's time for me.
Oh, it's time for you. Yeah.
I'm about to motion a knuckle sandwich into one of my brother's faces. But before I do that, I have got to rank 'em. And it's interesting this week because we don't have a guest. So one of them is gonna actually get first place. One of them will get first place. One of them will get first place.
Number one brother this week is Gabe.
What? What? What?
I remember that I meant to give you number one brother for something that you did that I liked a long time ago, and I don't remember the thing that I liked, but I had in the back of my mind I needed to give you number one brother.
What? That's like when a referee in,
I think you helped me with something.
That's like when a referee in a basketball game forgets to call a foul on the team, and so they just make up another foul on another team. It doesn't feel as good as when you're like, hey, I noticed this thing that you did.
No, I know. I'll remember it. And what will really convince me to make you number one brother every week from here on out is if you build me a booth in my new dining space.
Somehow I don't think I'll win number one brother, even if I build you a booth.
Build me a booth, please.
Do you know how to build stuff, Grant? You don't build stuff,
kind of
guy?
Do you want to learn?
Not with wood.
Do you want to learn? What do you build stuff with?
Like computer hardware.
Computer.
Oh, computer.
Computer.
Computer Zoom.
Computer Zoom.
With this guy with the brain. Yeah. Building.
I'm good here.
You building stuff with his brain?
Not good here.
We all building stuff with a brain.
Yeah.
You're not good in your brain?
No, I'm good in my brain, but it needs to be here.
I was watching an episode of The Kardashians.
I have a story to tell.
About the Kardashians?
No, but it's one that I remember that I wanted to say, and then I didn't get to say it earlier, and I'm remembering it again.
So there's a channel on my new TV. I don't know how I have new channels now that I have a new TV. I actually don't know how this thing works. There's a channel on my new TV that's only the Kardashians all the time.
That's tough.
It's like just a Kardashian channel, and it's on my TV.
Is it called Bravo?
It's called like Keeping Up or whatever.
Oh.
It's literally,
like,
he has like a Kardashian channel.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I clicked on it, and there was an episode of Kardashians or Keeping Up or whatever. and they were getting their brains scanned to find out if their brains were healthy. And they could see a 3D rendering of their brains and like where their brains were firing properly or not properly.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, that is a good use of money. How cool is that? They're like seeing parts of their brains that aren't firing properly. And like the scientist is able to be like, okay, now do X, Y, Z to get this part of your brain stronger. Mm-hmm. How sick is that? We should do it.
That would be sick. I just feel like they would open mine up and be like, there's absolutely nothing wrong here. Awful. Well, the all scientist, the time. Absolutely.
The scientist did tell Kim Kardashian that she had a beautiful brain.
Yeah, I bet.
But then there was a hole smart, in that. Dude. No, I know. Listen.
No, I know you know, but I'm saying like.
One of my biggest pet peeves is when we're hating on famous women just because they're like famous and appear shallow. I'm like, they are billion, quadrillion dollar entrepreneurs that are dunking on your asses right now. And you're sitting around being like, the Kardashians are so stupid. And they're laying by their pool of their second home being like, no, you're the dumb one.
I think about this a lot of time, a lot. I watched an episode of when they had their Hulu series after they had the Bravo series forever.
Yes.
I watched a little bit of it with Lauren, and it was when Kim K hosted SNL. And it was like, She was in a moment of like rehearsal or whatever. Like she was responding to the fact that like people were saying online, like why it was like some famous person was being like, why is this bitch, you know, getting to host SNL, like blah, 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 blah. And Kim Kardashian was frustrated. And she was like, I don't know why she's saying that. Like absolutely wake up, tune in. And she was like describing like, this is so frustrating that still this woman doesn't see how much power, like
she's like, I'm running multiple businesses. This. I'm passing the bar.
I am creating the culture.
Yeah.
Literally. She said she wasn't talking about tune into the episode. She literally was like, tune into the world.
I feel this way about like, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, but when people are like Taylor Swift, I'm like, Taylor Swift dunked on everyone crazy. Like, don't, just because it's a woman who's doing woman shit.
Or yeah, yes.
But that's what I think. It's like we downplay that shit because it's for women. Like,
yes. And also, I think part of it is just because you don't like it or because it's not for you.
Because it's not for you.
Yeah.
So you're like, this is literally stupid and everyone likes it who's stupid. Majority of the people like it. We dunked on you crazy.
Totally.
Hello?
Taylor Swift. Kim Kardashian.
You rock up with your $1 billion then.
Yeah. I mean, even like money aside, like the drivers of culture.
100%.
And you're like, Kim Kardashian? You're again, like, yeah, I'm like, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, 100%. I'm like, not.
Selena Gomez. Yeah, the most followed person in the history of Instagram.
There's a reason you know who they are, you fucking losers.
Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's not a good actor. No, of course not.
No, but he's bald and muscular and he's richer
than
you.
He's the most famous man in the world.
I'm not even like pro celebrity, pro whatever. I'm just like, you guys are being dumb.
Agree. The conversation is not,
it's dumb.
Let's give them our adulation. The conversation is, it's insane for you to not acknowledge the fact that they are shaping the world.
Yeah, totally.
It's crazy. Totally. It's even like, I would throw into the mix, now we're just having like a culture conversation. I would throw into the mix, Mr. Beast. People are like, Mr. Beast? Yeah, Mr. Beast.
Brother's cleaning up.
Mr. Beast.
Brother's cleaning up.
You think every person, any person under 21, they don't want to talk to Selena Gomez. They want to talk to Mr. Beast.
And he's a goofy looking white dude.
He's a goofy dude and he's not for you, but he's...
Goofy looking white dude in this day and age, breaking through like that.
And good for you, brother.
Good for you, brother.
Tough for guys like you out here, man.
Grant, did you write in your journal this
week?
Bro,
did you see Mr. Beast's teeth though, man? He went and got himself some absolute...
Chompers,
dude.
Did he get
it's
like...
My favorite thing about,
are so tough. Yeah.
It's my favorite thing about when men get money and feel self-conscious about their bodies is they absolutely go insane.
They overshoot it.
On the teeth.
They overshoot it.
It's always the teeth.
Where is he on a scale of Matthew Stafford to Freddie Freeman?
Dude, he's right with them. He's absolutely...
That scale's really small because they're both terrible.
Who do you think is worse?
Freddie Freeman.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, Stafford's got...
Freddie Freeman's
Guys.
I know, we've...
Who are these people?
So sorry. Welcome back to the sports podcast.
guys, hold on.
Matthew
who are
Stafford?
These people? No, I know Matthew.
Okay,
guys,
great.
If you don't know either of the people I'm talking about, just Google Matthew Stafford teeth, Freddie Freeman teeth,
and then
prepare
like,
to be blinded.
It's the goddamn crimson chin. It's literally like... these guys enter the room, walk into the room teeth first.
My shiny teeth and me. Shiny teeth, yeah. Shiny teeth.
Chip Skylark.
Chip Skylark. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Grant, what did you write in your journal?
Oh, wait, sorry. Whoa.
Grant's journal.
He's done.
No, I feel better now.
Okay, good.
Sterling Silver.
I hope this isn't people's first episode.
Same, because it doesn't make shit sense.
I'm copying a really famous...
What? Keep going, bro. You got it.
I'm copying a really famous meme from the internet, but Little Caesar's good when nobody bitch-ass voice in your ear telling you it's nasty.
Take that again.
Well, here's the deal. I wrote it down so bad that I couldn't.
Look at how he wrote it.
I wrote it down so bad that I couldn't read it in my notebook. Little Caesar's good, but nobody bitch ass telling you it's nasty.
That was amazing. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to post
what camera are we on right now?
All of them.
Okay. Great. Oh my gosh.
I'm going to post on our Instagram what Grant's journal looks like with that written.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No,
Little
agree.
Caesar's good with nobody bitch ass voice in your ear telling you it's nasty.
Yeah.
No, that's true though. That's
it's
true.
It's been a long day, guys. Come be
I like, I know. It was amazing. It was a huge contribution.
It was the best thing to happen on this episode. 100%.
Huge contribution to the pod. Agree.
Do we want to vote on an episode title? Do you have anything?
Yeah. But also, do you guys have a struggle fast food place? You know what I mean by that? You know, everyone has a struggle meal.
In-N-Out.
What's your struggle fast food place?
Like when I'm struggling and I need a quick dinner, In-N-Out. What do you mean struggle?
What do you mean struggle meal?
Let me
meal.
Give you my example.
Struggle meal, my definition, my understanding of struggle meal is like you don't got enough money.
Well,
oh, let me give you my example. I always have money.
LOL.
Okay, great. Taco Bell has been there for me my whole life.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been cheap and delicious, and it's healed me when times have been tough.
Totally.
And I want to just shout out Taco Bell for that.
Shout out
my struggle meal
Taco
when I'm
Bell.
When I'm feeling broke is frozen rice and like
frozen rice.
Like heat up some microwave rice. You know what I mean?
You eat it frozen?
No. And then I chop up some chicken sausage. Chicken sausage, cheap, high protein, delish, gets you through the day. My meal that I struggle to not eat,
eggs.
If we're having that conversation, there's a McDonald's real close to here. And when I drop off the kid and forgot to do my day right, and I get here and I've been like writing all day or something, and then
you go McGriddle
lunchtime
with it?
Hits, I'm like, I'm gonna go get a chicken snack wrap.
Chicken snack wrap.
I didn't know those existed
anymore. A spicy McChicken deluxe.
I would say for me the answer is still In-N-Out because my meal from In-N-Out is like $8.
Yeah,
because I get like a single patty, no cheese.
Single patty, no cheese.
And it is the cheapest meal I can think of in the whole wide world. Cheaper than McDonald's. Cheaper than like, it's mad cheap, brother. And they have DC.
Can you hit us with titles?
Which I'm addicted to.
The three potential episode titles for today are, number one, Gabe's Return. And that's in reference to him being the top brother today.
Right. Okay.
Wow.
Kim's Beautiful Brain.
Yeah.
Or Dunked on You Crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome back to this week's episode, Dunked on You Crazy.
I thought it was Kim's Beautiful Brain too.
Okay, let's do Kim's Beautiful Brain.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian's Beautiful Brain.
Kim's Beautiful Brain it is. Welcome back to this week's episode, Kim's Beautiful Brain.
And, Kim's Beautiful Brain.
Unbelievable. The tune-in conversation with Kim K. Okay, the story I wanted to tell that I have to be delicate about. Here we go.
I'm scared.
I was waiting in line at a show the other day.
Sometimes a lot of your stories start with you in line. Have you noticed that?
Are we always in line?
Ah.
Are we always in line for something? Okay, so I was waiting in line at a show, at a venue where the bathroom is like in the parking lot. You know what I mean? Like,
no, that sucks.
Like a, like, you know how at a park the bathrooms are like a separate building? You know what I mean? It's like one of those situations.
Okay.
And I'm waiting there. It's at the show. There's a comedian who's headlining that night. And the guy waiting in line two ahead of me, I hear him start to have the conversation where he's like, do you think the comedian's going to recognize me? And I was like, oh.
You've told me this story.
And I was like, oh, okay. He was like, I went to one of his shows before. Do you think he'll remember me? And the other guy standing next to him was like, yeah, man. I mean, maybe. He's like, well, it was a pretty small venue, so there's a chance he remembers me. He talked to me at the show.
So this guy standing in line is hoping that the main comedian,
fancy comedian will remember him.
Will remember him from a previous show.
As he finishes up, this man standing in line waiting for the bathroom farts.
Loud enough for everyone to hear?
You
heard it.
I heard it. I was sort of right behind him.
He did a pretty loud toot.
Can you reenact it?
Yeah, it was one of these. Hold on. It was one of the like... like you know when it starts and it's pinched?
What I love is that cracked... What I love is that cracked Grant up, and pretty much any noise you would have made in that moment would have cracked Grant up.
No, it requires skill.
I think the quick, fart the requires quick skill. Pop. I understood the quick pop, and I thought it was funny. You know what I mean?
The quick pop. Anyway, so he hit us with a quick pop. He hit us with a quick pop after he gave this whole speech about, do you think the comedian will recognize me? And I'll skip to the end of the story, which is, do you think he'll recognize me? Quick pop. And then while he's recovering from his quick pop.
While he's recovering.
While he's recovering from
like he's his gathering quick pop. Some.
Yeah, like he's like, did anyone hear? Did anyone notice? Who walks out of the bathroom? But the comedian that he's hoping will recognize him.
Oh, no.
And I watched this man. I watched this man like tighten up. There's no way he heard the fart. Do you know what I mean?
He might have heard the fart.
No, the door was super closed.
He definitely heard the more embarrassing thing than the fart, which was, do you think he'll recognize me?
So quick pop. Out comes the comedian. And he's like...
out pops the weasel.
Pop goes the weasel. He's looking at the guy he was talking to. Like, you could feel the moment of like... I just talked this talk of like, this guy's going to recognize me.
Oh, then I farted. So then here he is. Then here he is. Secondhand embarrassment.
And now I'm looking at this other guy who I told, this guy probably recognizes me. Obviously he doesn't recognize me. And he did a little toot.
Oh.
It was one of the most like flashback to me trying to drag my French horn onto the school bus in middle school vibes. Like devastating.
Sad. When was the last time either of you farted in a way where you were like, whoops.
It happens more often than you think.
No, I mean, like, sorry. Not like a whoops fart, but like...
What's happening in this episode?
Not like a whoops fart, but like, you farted and someone heard you that you would rather they didn't.
Oh, yes. No, okay.
I can't think of one, by the way. I'll come clean and say, I don't have an answer to this question.
No, here, I'll answer this question by saying, I'm cool to fart in front of all the people in this room. I'm cool to fart in front of
what, me and Grant?
In front of my whole family. When your significant other, when your sibling gets a new significant other, there is a fart barrier with that person too.
How long?
Like, I don't feel good. And I think when you said this, it made me go, I think in the desert, I've let some rip, not knowing that like Hannah was in the room because she doesn't deserve that yet. Do you know what I'm saying?
What's crazy?
She's here to date you, not hang out with your brother's farts.
You know what I mean? Are you farting toward her yet?
Of course, yeah.
Whoa.
What's crazy is Gabe's talking a big game about like holding back in front of.
No, it's crazy. Like, it's like crazy to hear
siblings, partners, and literally not even his sibling. His sibling's best friend's girlfriend has seen his cheeks like 2 months into knowing.
okay. Well, because you know what I mean? Got really chafed at the gym.
So you pulled your pants all the way down?
They wanted to see it and she was there. And so I showed that like the
you
gym.
You showed this young woman your
buns? I'd
done a
bunch of sit-ups and the whatever was happening
your
with my shorts.
Chafed your buns that
rubbed,
much?
Gave my butt like road rash. You know what I mean? You know about road rash? From doing sit-ups, bro. I'm serious. It happens what? All the
You're,
time.
Why are you wiggling so, much Grant
around? Grant and Eric wanted to see it, and Audrey was there, and she just caught a little glimpse of my scabby bonds.
Holy shit.
It sucks.
How the hell?
It sucks.
How, like, no. I mean, it's horrible that Audrey saw your scabby buns. Can't even believe I have to say that out loud.
I can't believe we said that out loud on the podcast.
Second of all, how are you doing sit-ups such that your buns get scabby?
Dude, I don't know.
Like, picture
the
sit-ups you'd have to be doing
Lauren and I
would scab your ass cheeks.
No, Lauren and I, it's not on a mat, it's on the rubber. Lauren and I have been talking about it for 9 months that it keeps happening to me every time we have a bunch
of
like...
Is she stunned?
She's like, how does that happen?
Well, it's probably because you have the flattest ass.
I have no ass. I have a back butt. You don't know where the one stops and one starts. And it's just rubbing bone against the rubber floor in the gym. It's worse when I'm doing butterfly sit-ups for some reason. I don't know why. Butterfly sit-ups make it worse.
Why do sit-ups give you scabs on your ass? Like, you don't even... Like, I don't think you realize how insane that is.
I know it's insane because I keep trying to present it to my wife as like a problem. And she keeps being like, this is only happening to you.
There was one guy, you marry a guy one day who's like being nice to you. And then later in your life, not even that much later, he's like, why do I keep getting scabs on my ass cheeks from sit-ups I'm doing? And you have to take that seriously.
There was one guy at the gym the other day who was like, oh, man. And he was also like a no buns guy like me. He was like, yeah, I just got to be careful doing these sit-ups because for whatever reason, I keep like chafing a little bit. I keep like rubbing raw.
Oh my,
and I was like, my brother.
You said my no buns brother.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode.
That's crazy.
It is really crazy. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode.
We love you.
We're so thankful that you
and we miss you. How come you don't comment? How come you don't comment on us? We miss you.
What do you mean? They do comment on us.
I know. I'm hoping that'll like hit for one person.
Oh,
who's
sure.
Like, oh, I haven't commented sure. in a while, you know?
We're really grateful. I'm going to announce soon that I'm doing New York Comedy Fest. I don't know when that's being announced, but that'll be in November. I'll be in Chicago in November. I'll be in Nashville in November and New York in November.
I'll be in San Francisco in November, but not in a way that you could see me.
What else is going on? We've already done the live show. At this point, we've had an amazing live show, and we'll be.
And you've gotten to hear it.
Or maybe I biffed the tech and you didn't, but regardless, it was amazing.
We love you.
2026. Girl, cook something. There's something in your freezer. Go ahead and cook it.
If you're safe, if you can't do it, there's not a man there. Boys have more whimsy. 2026.
2026. Piper, put your shoes on.
And for our youngest listeners, we gotta go.
We gotta go. Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?